We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. The first words are in line are Kamayru. We're starting from Masechta of Idi Ba'avim. We're asking on the Mandi Amrim, we say, Machlekes, if Yeshna Shchita B'chila Atzayif, or Ain Shchita Ela B'sayif. And in the last Gemara, Mar HaKasha, and the Gemara answered that the Parah Aduma Mishnah, talking about the case where it became Pasul, that's where it is not before and after. But when it's Kosher, we're not talking about a case of Kosher. When it's Kosher, you're right, when it's Kosher, it's Pasul Av Nafkmina. According to the Mandeva Inshut of Sakh. We had changed Talaysim, we had two Shaykhta. Masar Idi Bab. When I ask you a kasha from a Gemara Mesechus Pesachim, the halacha is, in Mesechus Pesachim we have, you can't Shecht a carbon when you have Chametz. Not only a carbon Pesach, all Kabbanis cannot be Shechted on Pesach when you have Chametz in your house. So if you Shecht a Shlomim, with Chametz in your house on Chalamoid, it's a Pasul Shlomim, finished, as good as that. Because there's a lav, you can't shech the carbon when you have Chametz. Now, if you shech the carbon Pesach on Chalamoid, it won't have that psul because it's Pasul anyway. So it's not a gay, you're not over that lav. You're only over that lav if it's a kosher carbon. If it's a Pasul carbon in the first place, you're not over the lav, or Shishchad HaChametz Dam Zivchi. So it's just like this. So I said if it's possible, not possible, not the point, possible. I'm not even sure if you shecht the chametz. If it's possible, it probably is, but it's not the point. The point is, are you put on the lav or not? If you shecht the shlomim on chalamoid, you chayv the lav because it's kosher carbon. If you shecht the pesach on chalamoid, then you put off on the lav because you brought a possible carbon, so obviously there's no lav in that.
So,
huh?
If it comes to shlomim.
Oh, that'll be the discussion. Gevald. Uve moyed. On Chalamoye, Lishmoy, if you do Lishmoy, it's Pater, because you did it Lishem Pesach, and so it's Pater. Shaloy Lishmoy, if you did it Shaloy, if you did it Lishem Shlomim, basically, then Yechayiv. Vavinimba, and we have a Kasha on this Memra, Taima, the Shaloy Lishmoy. It sounds like only Shaloy Lishmoy, then Yechayiv. Ha Stoma, but bring it Stoma, it's Stoma Lishmoy, Stoma Lishem Pesach, it's Pater. Vamai Pater, Pesach, Mishay Moshe Shlomim, who isn't automatically a Shlomim, if after Erev Pesach, it's automatically a Shlomim. Shema mino, so it's come up from here, be a raya, to a shayla learning Mesechus Pesachim. Shema mino, Pesach, Mashayi, Moshe Shana, Boy Akira. It would sound like it's a raya that even a Pesach, even the rest of the year, needs Akira. So the Gemara answers no. Omra b'chia b'gamda, nizuka p'chabura, v'omru, in the oilam and the shiva, it's tiny like this. Hoch, my skin, and kosher, b'ilam, t'mei mason. This b'ilam who set aside this carbon for carbon Pesach, did not bring carbon Pesach yet. He was a tiny mace. The nitchel and Pesach sheni. He's planning to bring a Pesach sheni. So there, it's still stumble l'shmai kai. Why? Because oimer l'pesach. It's stumble l'pesach. V'hayu de b'yakira. They ain't hacking it akira. Ha'achaloi b'yakira. But another one you write doesn't need akira. So before we get to akasha, we just set up the b'risa. Very good shmai. You take this guy who's bringing pesach sheni. He has his karm pesach. So if you bring this karm pesach halamoid, if you bring it stumble, you're potter from the lab. Because it's apostle carbon. It's a karm pesach in halamoid. But if you say shaloi l'shmai, bring it l'shem shlomim, then it works. It's kosher carbon. You're over alav alo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. But frankly, Mara kash like this. Mara says I am b'shlomim yeshna shchita metchila v'atzayif. If you hold that this din shchita metchila v'atzayif, so I understand if shlomim metchila shchita. When I start the shchita, it's Pesach. That's possible from the beginning already. It's a Pesach on the chalamoid. It doesn't make sense. But Eli Amr says shchita l'v'atzayif. So what's the problem? Kiv l'shachah be'porta. When you shecht it a little bit, it's going to be a Pesach. I can't bring this anymore to the Pesach Sheni anymore because it's not going to live. So it can't be a Pesach Sheni. When I finish the Shechita already, then stumble the same Shlomim already. It's not aimed for Pesach Sheni anymore because it's already half dead. Kikashachet, Idach, the rest of it, Kikashachet, Shlomim Kashachet. So then it should be Chayiv, on Chalamoid, even Stoma. Why? Because the beginning knocked it out for Pesach Sheni. And now it becomes a Shlomo. So it's a bumper Kash on the Maniyama, ain't Shechita all of a sudden. No, it's not sure. Why? Need itchilei me Pesach, even though it's not a Pesach anymore. It still has the money, the monetary value of Pesach, which means I still can be paid it and use the money for Pesach Sheni, and therefore I still have a mind for it to be a Pesach. How are you going to be paid to something that's half dead? V'chit heima boy amad v'aracha, and it already has a little bit of a shechita. You know, echanami, I'll finish it. I'll finish it l'shem chulin, and then I'll be paid. I'm paid it, and then finish l'shem chulin. Maybe I'll do that. But it's a mod v'aracha. It all has to be done right now. The mod v'aracha, and it's already a little bit half dead. Vatnan, Shachabos Shnaim, Rav Shnaim, Adayim Farches, is already, that's Mara's territory already. Chidei by Madar Racha, and for the Gemara, Vatnan, Shachabos Shnaim, Rav Shnaim, Adayim Farches, is already Kayachon Devara. No, as long as it's not dead completely, even if you shech the Rav Shnaim or Rav Shnaim, but still mefarcheses, it's considered a chaya, and you can still do a Madar Racha. So Gemara's territory like this. Gemara's kasha was that we stoma L'shem Shlomim every time. Why? Because in the beginning it can't be Pesach anymore. So now it's Shlomim. Parents says, no, it still retains its Shem Pesach. It got to be its monetary value. And therefore it's not Shlomim. Because I'll be part of it and bring a Pesach Sheni. I'm still in the Pesach, you know, mode. Because I still bring a Pesach. And therefore it still has a Shem Shlomim. So that's how the Gemara ends the Sugya of Ein Shechita L'Besayif. And the next Sugya is the Sugya of Shechita Mifaras. Let's just start a little bit. The new Sugya of Shechita Mifaras. Omar Avi Udam Arab. Hashoichet v'shnayim v'shoishim v'koymus. If someone shechs two or three spots, shchitas ekshir, it's kosher, shchitas kosher. Now what does that mean, two or three spots? So pasher it would sound like, I take l'skona and veshet, and I cut here, and, you know, I cut, you know, near, closer to the mouth, then closer to the stomach, and then the middle, in between. Three shchitas, so it's kosher. So what's going on over here? Like, manavshach. If you made it a trefa, then you made it a trefa already. Terez, did you make a trefa? So what's the significance of those two cuts, two other cuts? So we'll see in a second. So this is what it says. That's kosher. You have to have a shchita mefaras. It has to be open shchita. And you don't have that, so it's no good. There has to be like a chetz, which a chetz is a shchita that does not shech in two places, only one spot. So it has to be, the mefaras has to be open like a chetz. So we just spoke out that the other two spots maybe are not a full shchita, only the middle one's a full shchita. So why is it not mefaras? The shchita is mefaras. What's going on in this? Tosfos bothered what Rashi said. Tosfos says, if you Rashi, that if you make an incision, you know, higher up and lower down, and then you shech in the middle, it doesn't open up so good. Because it only opens up when it has room to spread. But if there's two cuts on the sides, it doesn't open up so well. That's why it's not mefaras. That's Rashi's pshat. Now, Tosfos himself has a different pshat. That he says, basically what it means, you attack the kana for different angles. All in the same spot, but one from the side, one from the other side, and one from the top. That's what it means, three places. So there, the Gemara says, it's not mefaras, because when you shech the first two parts, it's not open. Only the top, then it opens up. So it's not mefaras. That's basically what Kaimus are. There's another pshat from other Rishonim, but it's a big tumul go, Rashi's pshat, let's say, that it means not mefaras because two or three places. And Metzav, and next year we'll continue with the Moss of Rabbi Lazar. Right now we have a din here. That you need shchita mefaras. That's what Rehuda Marav, that's what the Shmuel says to Rehuda Marav. And the same thing with Shimon Melakish also says, you need shchita mefaras.